Put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Olean. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, January 28th, check out the January Art and Poster Sale from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Hunt Union. Also today, check out the Greek Life Panel at 6 p.m. in Union Square at Hunt Union. On Thursday, January 29th, check out the Film Club Interest Meeting at 6 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater at Hunt Union. On Friday, January 30th, check out the Terps Dance Company Interest Meeting at 5 p.m. in IRC 3. Friday night, check out Women's Basketball vs. Cortland at 5:30 p.m. in Duar Arena in Alumni Fieldhouse. And stay after for Men's Basketball vs. Cortland at 7:30 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. On Saturday, January 31st, snowshoe to college camp. Meet in Hunt Union, Room 20, or the Outdoor Programs Office at 10 a.m. Also on Saturday, check out Women's Basketball vs. Morrisville at 2 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. And stay after for Men's Basketball, also vs. Morrisville, at 4 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, February 1st, join WONY for their general body meeting at 3 p.m. in FitCell Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. I don't really know what to say right now, actually. But welcome back to Leaves in a Bag, everyone.
At
slightly new hours. We're at an hour early now instead of our old 6 o'clock. I think Jesse's having some technical difficulties right now, so we're just gonna start.
Can you hear me at least?
I cannot hear you now.
Cool.
So here.
Did you put mic 3 on?
I did put mic 3 on. Let's see if it's this. Try talking.
Yo.
Talk again.
Yo.
There you go. I think you were just on the talk. Wait, one more time.
Yo.
No, wait, hold up. Now try.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. You're good. I think the headphones are just a little weird right now.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure why.
It's all good.
But it is all... Oh, there we go. We fixed it.
Started hearing it.
Started hearing it. We fixed it.
Yes.
Little... Not a first show back without a little technical difficulty.
Indeed.
But yeah, so welcome back to Leaves in a Bag. We're now doing an hour earlier. So instead of 6 to 8, we're now 5 to 7. Because who doesn't like to, who wouldn't like this an hour earlier, you know?
Yeah, just a little extra time in the day, you know? Get a little earlier day. We're moving with the sun here, you know? Like, the sun wasn't going down till, like, 6 to 8 time, and now it goes down.
Between 5 and 7.
So we gotta, like, you know, it's
we move with the sun.
Unwinding starts an hour earlier now, so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, me and Jesse both came from a friend's house, so neither of us have tea, actually, right now.
Yeah, it's a no-tea day, unfortunately.
No tea
but
day.
We still encourage you guys to grab your tea right now, or go home tonight if you're in the car.
Yeah.
Grab some tea.
I got so much tea-related things.
For Christmas.
And
yeah.
Like, over break. Like, I got an electric tea kettle. Beautiful. Love it. We use it all the time.
It's so fast.
It's so beautiful. I got a bunch of tea flavors that I've been trying.
What's your favorite one so far?
I tried the blood orange cranberry or whatever it was mm-hmm. the other day that I gave a friend of ours that said it was really good, and it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I'm not into, like, hot teas, like, with flavors like that.
That's fair.
Like, I'm very, like, I just, like, prefer, like, the very, like, herbally taste, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
It's gotta say green somewhere in the name.
No, it doesn't have to say green, but it has to, like...
It's gotta be earthy?
Yeah. Like,
no
my...
No citrus earthy.
My go-to... Like tea, I'm weird, I put in 3 tea bags when I make tea, and I do sleepy time, throat coat, and breathe easy with a little bit of honey.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's been nice with Nate's new electric tea kettle. It's like, we can tea max now. So I, like, whenever we drink tea, like, it's not just one cup. Like, you can just make a bunch of cups.
We can make so many cups of tea.
And it's so fast. It takes like a few minutes instead of like waiting for the water to boil, or like, I don't want to microwave it. Like, this is like the middle ground because I'm kind of a purist about, like, I want to use a tea kettle, and it's like, yeah, this is maybe not
time optimal.
Yeah. So this is good, and I like it.
Yeah. I did bash our roommate and our friend Lucas, because he's a microwave tea guy. And like, I just can't get behind that.
It's like, come on, man. You gotta boil it. Bring it to a boil.
Bring it to a boil over the stove. No.
Well, we're not even over the stove anymore. And there's no sound anymore.
Well, we just hear, instead of like the hissing of the tea kettle, we hear the bubbling of the water with the electric.
Yeah. Which is still nice.
It's still nice.
Yeah. I like it. Today, in terms of topic and music topic, we have an hour till we play music, but we're kind of doing what we did for our first show last semester, which is like, our first show last semester, we were just like, hey, this is like who we are, guys. Like, this is music that we really like. And now we're doing, well, what are we doing, Nate?
Well, we're doing specifically music that we discovered over break.
Mm-hmm.
A good chunk of my music was like released in 2025.
Mine was not.
Yeah. Like, mine just ended up being like, I used break as the time to catch up on a bunch of albums that I like wanted to listen to but didn't mm-hmm. get the time to listen to. But I listened to a lot of music over break.
Me too. Like, it takes a while to like scroll in my songs until I reach like before break.
Same. And it's crazy because it's like I'm scrolling back and it gets to a point where I'm like, I don't even remember listening to this.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
like
funny.
There's a couple albums where I'm like, I listened to this like during break. Like, I do not remember playing through.
Like, when even was it?
Like early break. Like, I want to say probably like the first 2 weeks of break. Like, I guess I was just like, that's when I was spamming music and I was working like late hours.
Yeah.
I worked at a trampoline park over break, and the place I worked at did a lot of like private events, and they would do, and like especially during the week of Hanukkah, so many private events that
yeah.
were going until 12, 1 in the morning. One time I was there until like 2 in the morning. So yeah, I just would blast music in my AirPods and do my job.
Yeah, that's like, I also would have, like, very, very long shifts, and it's just the play. Like, because I personally, like, I know you have, like, other staff you kind of work with, but on weekdays where I work, I'm, like, completely by myself. And, like, maybe my, like, boss will come in for, like, 5 minutes, like, drop off, like, rolls or something if I need more rolls for, like, bacon, egg, and cheese or something. But I got to listen to, like, an obscene amount of, like, albums. Because it's just basically, you know, it's just an eight-hour shift, like, straight of uninterrupted nothingness. Like, that's over eight albums. Obviously, it depends on the album length. But, like, average album length, like, 45 minutes to a little.
Hour.
Yeah, like, hour 15, maybe. I listen to an occasional, like, really long album, hour and a half or something like that.
I think I actually started, I did the reverse. I started listening to a lot of shorter EPs. Like,
EPs are fun.
Like, 20-minute EPs, 30-minute EPs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just, like, I think it made the time go by faster.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was, like, switching up my music more consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, yeah, like, I did work in a place where I had, like, other coworkers consistently that, like, I could interact with. But I guess especially now where I work, like, you know, the place I worked at over break was, like, my high school job.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, we're 2.5 years, almost 3 years. Or
removed
no,
from that.
Removed, now. Yeah, 2.5, almost 3 years removed from high school.
Yeah.
Or no, it'd be 3.5, actually.
Would
right?
it?
Or is it, am I doing the math wrong?
You're doing the math wrong. It was middle of 2023, and it is like almost, it'll be almost
It's the start
years.
Of 2026. Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, so it's like, you know, a lot of the people I worked with when I was there consistently just don't work there anymore because, mm-hmm. you know, people move out and stuff like that. So, you know,
like
staff changes.
The post-high school move out has to be studied. Like everyone's families be moving after that, I feel like.
Yeah, people really, I mean, like,
not everybody, obviously.
I guess it's just like, it's a good time, I guess, to move. Like, if you have, like, one kid in high school and the second, like, once they graduate, it's like you're not really tied to a location anymore.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, job dependent. But even then.
Yeah, but, like, people are maybe gearing up to retire and stuff mm-hmm. eventually.
Or they just want a new change of scenery.
Yeah. People tend to move up the map. Or, that's not true, I lied.
People move down.
They move down, yeah. I guess they do move down. Sometimes up. I feel like if they stay in state, they always go up. But if they're, like, moving states, it's always down.
Like, out of New York?
Yeah. Like, if they're leaving New York, it's like you're going somewhere in the south.
Yeah. I probably would agree with that. But I think it actually is just, like, if you're always moving in, like, let's say you're from the south. I feel like, if you're moving, you're typically moving north. And if you're from the north and you're moving, you're probably going to move to the south. Like, you're just looking for a change of scenery.
I guess, yeah, that's true.
Or if, like, you're from the east, you'll move to the west. Or if you're from the west, you'll move to the east. Like, you're just looking for a change in direction.
I wonder, like, what state has the most, like, I don't know, people will stay there the most likely.
There's definitely stats about that because they definitely track, like, populations.
I get to reassume position of fact checker. I'm really excited. How do I frame this question?
I think if you just look at, like, you could probably look up population changes by state, and or specifically like moving, like you not like birth rates because that would probably skew the data. But if you look up like specifically people like moving in and out, like migration, like specifically migrating into the state, probably.
Okay, wait. I want you to guess because I was gonna guess that it is a southern state. It is a southern state.
So that retains the most.
So they call it, I mean, I just looked up what state has the most consistent residency. So, like, people will stay there.
That's a good.
Like, I felt like that was a good word
that's a
to
good
use.
Word for it.
And they said blank is considered to have the most consistent or, quote unquote, sticky residence in the United States, with approximately 82% of its native born population continuing to live there.
Okay. So I have to theory craft right now.
Yeah. Go for it.
It's definitely a southern state.
Yeah,
but
I did say that.
But I don't know if, yeah, you did say that, so you did confirm that. But now I have to think, do I think it's southeast, like Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, like that area?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I think it's southwest, and that's more like Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico?
I'm not saying, like, this is incorrect, but I'm just telling you what, like, I did think before I looked it up. I thought it would be southeast. And it could still be southeast. I'm just saying that's what I originally thought. I was thinking southeast.
So my thought process is that it, like, the east typically has a lot of people moving out because the east has been, like, part of the U.S. for the longest. Like, all the 13 colonies, like, the original 13 colonies were all in the east coast.
You think that's, like, part of, you think that has anything to do with it at this point?
Like, nowadays?
Yeah. I feel like it wouldn't.
I feel like it probably wouldn't, but I feel like the, like, the initial move probably has, like, trickle-down effects.
Jump scare.
Trickle-down?
Yeah.
Bad wording right there.
What's your guess?
I'm going to throw out, well, do I pick a state with a large population?
You could. I also have the top five here. Do you want to just shout the top five, like, thoughts?
Like, I just throw out five states?
Throw out five states.
We'll go with...
And, like, I'll tell you... Wait, and then are you going 5-1 or 1-5?
Hold up. No particular order.
All right, fine. No particular order.
Hold up. I'm going to look up a map of the U.S. real quick just because I want to... Like, I want to not miss anything. Because, like, I know all 50 states, but, like, I can't think of all 50 states off the top of my head right now.
And then I also... Like, once we do this, because it's also just giving me the stat. So, like, we're here, like, let's talk about it. Which has the least sticky population?
Okay. I'm going to say, I think Louisiana is in there.
Okay.
Like, ironically, like, I know it's bad environment. Like, it's a bad spot, like, to be environmentally, because like, you deal, like, very bad, like, hurricane area.
Okay.
There.
So you think Louisiana?
But I think I've been to New Orleans before. I think Louisiana is a beautiful state.
Like people would like to stay there?
Like, you would want to stay there.
Yeah, but maybe you just think that as a New Yorker, because it's different.
Maybe I do think that as a New Yorker.
See, yeah.
That's some bias in there. That I want to go Louisiana.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Arizona.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Okay, you got one right.
Damn.
And
oh my God.
You got the number two.
What was the number two? Which state was correct?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
The rest are incorrect.
What are the top five?
Okay, I'm going to go 5-1.
Okay.
So in fifth place, we got Utah, 72.9%.
Okay.
Then we have California, 73%.
I should have guessed California. That would have made a lot of sense.
Yeah, and also just, like, it's huge.
It's
so, like,
huge.
If you want to change the scenery, move up the state.
Yeah,
and it's completely different, you know? Georgia, 74.2%.
I thought about Georgia, but I didn't know if it'd be top five.
I feel like Georgia's a big, like, that's where a lot of people move. I feel like
with North Carolina. That's why I threw out North Carolina, because I feel like a lot of people move there and then just stay there.
No, that was a good guess. Then in second place, 75.5%, we have North Carolina. And then for the top, the stickiest state, if you will, 82% of the population will stay there, is Texas.
Because it's massive.
Yeah, it's massive as well. So, like, that makes sense. Probably should have taken into consideration size. Do you want to guess?
The five lowest?
It only gives me the three lowest.
I mean, I'll guess the three. So, 50. So, it'd be 50, 49, 48?
Yeah. It'd be, would 50 be the least sticky?
Yeah, like, 50 would be, because
there's
50 states.
Yeah, so go 48, 49, 50.
Okay. I want to say Alaska, because, like, I feel like if you live in Alaska, I feel like I don't know a lot of people who are, like, they're staying there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people are moving out.
Okay.
But I don't know if the population is high enough where the percentage would like, fall.
Well, I don't think it matters in terms of population size, because I think, it's all relative.
Well, yeah, it is all relative. But, like, I don't know what the population of Alaska is, but, like, if 20% of the population of Alaska constantly moves out, and 20% of, like, New York's population constantly moves out, that's a huge number for New York.
Yeah.
Because the population is just that much larger.
That's true. Also, don't forget, it's not about, like, percent who move out. It's about percent who stay.
Yeah.
At least in this scenario.
Okay, but you know
yes,
what
I do. I'm just letting you know.
I'm gonna throw...
I love how we just go on the craziest side tangents.
The craziest side tangents. I think, okay, I want to throw a northeast state up there. I do think a northeast state might be up there. But I have to pick which one I think it would be.
Okay. Why do you think a northeast state? I'm not saying it's not a Northeast day.
I feel like a lot of people move out of, like, they'll grow up in the Northeast and then move out of the Northeast.
I feel like, yeah, I guess that's not a bad shot.
Like, but maybe that's just bias because we're from the Northeast,
and like we just be hearing about
we
a lot
just
of
be
people
hearing
leaving.
About it all the time.
Yeah,
but I want to say, yeah, let's shout. I'm basically just picking which Northeast state I don't like the most. it's basically my thought process.
I wonder what Northeast state you're going to pick. Least favorite Northeast state?
Okay, least favorite Northeast state. Connecticut.
I'll agree.
Driving through Connecticut, terrible. Traffic all the time. The roads are, like, it's just like two highways pretty much.
Okay, I'm actually going to disagree a little bit for a second. I just drove to Boston, like, from home. Mm-hmm. Like, you know this. And the drive, like, for, I don't know, there's, like, some highway. I don't know what it was called. I was on it for a long time. I think it was exactly 67 miles till I had to do something when I got on it. I'm not even kidding. And it was, like, kind of beautiful. It was, like, it had just snowed. But, mm-hmm. like, the highway was, like, nice and plowed. There was, like, not that many cars. And I'm not going to lie, one thing that I still think Connecticut's my least favorite Northeast state. But, like, they made, you know how like the overpasses in New York are just like ugly and green and there's just like fence? They made them like stone and like had like cool fences on them and like it was really cool.
Like cool architecture?
Yeah, like it was just cool architecture that was like, you know, something that I haven't seen on the highway.
I feel like you probably just drove through Connecticut at like the best time to drive through Connecticut.
Yeah, like I just had a very like good like, experience.
It'd be like, oh, like you visit a very, like, typically cold place when it's, like, a warm front is passing through it. So it's, like, a really, like, warm time to be there.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
Like, it's like you got the perfect opportunity to be there.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Or, like, you go down to Florida and it's not, like, monsooning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, you know, 80% humidity at 95 degrees.
Yeah. So are you picking Connecticut as your least favorite Northeast state?
Well, yeah. Connecticut is my least favorite Northeast state. And I'm going to throw it up.
For 49?
For 40, 48 or 40. I'm throwing it up for 48, I think.
Okay. You're throwing up for 48. So are you throwing Alaska for 49, Alaska 50?
I don't know if I want to throw Alaska in.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm I don't know.
All right.
Indiana, I think, I don't know a lot of people from Indiana, which might be they all stay in Indiana, but I also just can't imagine people being like, yeah, I want to stay here. This is like a crazy, this is just me like guessing.
You're just yapping at this point.
I'm just guessing
at this point. What is even like, what do you do in Indiana?
Connecticut, Indiana, and Nevada.
Okay. So you got zero, but you almost had one, which was Alaska. I don't know why you gave up on Alaska.
Because I don't know.
All right, so I'll go 48. So we got 48.7% stickiness is Alaska. 48.6% stickiness is North Dakota.
Oh, I should have shouted that actually.
Yeah, it's not a bad chat. And then I feel like this one, like, it just makes sense because like this, I feel like this state is always like kind of made fun of for like being a nothing state.
Is it Wyoming?
Yeah, it's Wyoming for 45.2%.
I like how you just said it's a nothing state. And I'm like, he's going to say
yeah, like, I just feel like it's always made fun of that. Like, it's probably not true. Like, there's definitely things you could do in Wyoming. But it's like,
I think that the funniest thing I've ever seen about, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen when someone is like, this is what we should do about Wyoming is
turn into a big Walmart.
No.
They have Yellowstone there?
Turn all of Wyoming into just a windmill farm.
No. Like, maybe, but there's some good national parks there.
There's some good national parks there, but
gotta leave those untouched.
But energy.
I guess. But it has Yellowstone.
Also,
like, I feel like at that point,
does Wyoming have, like, the lowest population of any U.S. state? It's gotta be bottom five. Alaska's probably in there. Wyoming
it
is.
So, yeah, it's Wyoming. The top 10, you want to guess the top 10? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just going to list them off real quick. It goes Wyoming. So, like, or I'm going to go, like, the like it would be 40 to 50. Going 40 to 50. We got New Hampshire, Maine, Rhode Island, Montana, Delaware, South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, and then Wyoming.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good list right there.
That's a good list right there. That's an accurate list
that's an
right
accurate
there.
Accurate list.
I feel like it's crazy how, like, big the U.S. is.
Yeah, like, when you compare the size of the U.S. to, like, the size of Europe, the United States as a country is, like, roughly the size of Europe as a continent, like, quote, unquote.
Is that true?
Like...
Do you just lie?
Well, think of the size of Spain, for example. Like, okay. Spain is one country in Europe.
Yeah.
Spain's probably the size of, like, a state. And then think of how many, like, small countries are in, like, Europe.
Okay, the United States is slightly smaller than the entire continent of Europe.
Yeah. But, like, because, like, when I think about it, like, if I was to start naming, like, European countries, like, there, I would probably make the argument that they're all roughly the size of a state.
No, they're smaller, most of them.
Most of them, yeah. But
that's not true. It depends what state you're talking about, depends I guess.
But, like, if we were to take the average...
Yeah, I was just about to say, average state size to average European country size...
It's probably roughly the same.
No.
You think it's slightly larger or slightly smaller?
I think the states are bigger.
The states are bigger?
Yeah. 100%.
Well, I guess this...
Think about how big New York is.
Well, here's what would change the statistic.
Okay.
How many countries are in Europe?
I don't know.
Because, like, we know there's 50 states. So, like, obviously the number of... The land mass is going to be divided by 50. But, like,
is
if
it bad I don't know exactly the number of European countries?
No, I think that's fine.
Okay.
But, like, let's say, like... If there's more or less than 50 European countries, then, like, that's going to that changes your denominator.
All right, there's 44 countries in Europe.
There's 44?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so probably the... So if Europe is slightly bigger than the U.S., then probably the average size of a European country is probably slightly larger than the average size of a U.S. state.
Wait, so this is now saying, like... It's anywhere between 44 and 51 countries because, like, you can argue semantics.
you could argue that some countries don't have, like aren't recognized.
It's saying, like, some of them... Wait, hold on. So 44 are, like, cited as, like, are fully recognized by, like, the UN.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, there's also transcontinental nations.
Yeah.
So, like, are we counting those or not?
Okay.
And then it's saying there's also, like, culturally European countries. I don't know. So, 44 to 51.
So it's a range.
It's about the amount of states in the U.S.
Okay.
Depending on the semantics.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That was a crazy tangent.
Talking about... It's interesting stuff right there.
Just because we're on the topic of Europe.
Okay.
And I did really want to talk about this.
Okay.
I played this game over break. You know.
Clair Obscur.
Clair Obscur Expedition 33, yeah. Which is made, it's made by a French studio. That's how
I was. Yeah, you said speaking of Europe, and I'm like, okay, where is this going?
It's made by a French studio.
Gotcha.
I picked one of the songs from the soundtrack to play later, mm-hmm. but... It is just such a good game.
Yeah.
I'm honestly flabbergasted by the quality in which it has.
Yeah, games are getting a little insane.
Like, it felt like, you know, like it's an RPG, so it's a role-playing game. But some of the cutscenes, like, it felt like I was watching a movie. And, like, even the gameplay, like, my computer at home doesn't have, like, the greatest graphics system.
Yeah.
But I was playing on, so I'm playing on, like, lower graphic settings. But it still looked beautiful.
Wait, your PC is not that good?
I mean, like hardware-wise, it's not that bad. It's just my graphics is, like, my graphics card is pretty outdated.
Oh, did you, like, try to build it, like, during, like...
I built it during COVID when
everything
was...
Yeah, which is when, it was impossible to get anything.
Yeah, so I have, in my computer at home, I have a 1060.
That means nothing to me, if I'm being completely honest.
So I have a 1060 in my computer, mm-hmm. which is it's NVIDIA.
Okay.
It's the company that produces
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I know that company.
The current series that they're making, I think they're planning to make the 60 series within the next like couple years.
What does that mean, the 60 series?
So it's just the next generation of graphics cards. Mm. But in that terms, that means like I have a 1060. That means they've done, which is the 10 series, mm-hmm. which means they've gone through the 20 series, the 30 series, the 40 series, the 50 series, and they're about to do the 60 series.
Oh,
and
you have
still
a 10
on
series.
The 10 series.
How often are they pumping out a series?
Like, I'd say every other year,
okay.
I'd say. Like, I don't, but that's like the timeline nowadays. Like, I'm not super in tune with what it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's fair. How far do you think we can like push, like graphics cards?
I think, well, so graphics wise, I think we could get pretty, like, I think we could get pretty good.
Yeah.
I think the only problem we're going to run into is that it's going to get to a point where we're not going to want to push graphics any further because the art and like the imaging is going to become uncanny valley and we're not going to want to look at it.
It's already nearing that. Like some games.
Some games. I think it's starting to break it a little more. Like, I think we were getting really bad Uncanny Valley games in, like, I want to say 2018, 2019.
Like, name a couple.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Don't know what that is, but I want to look it up.
It's the fourth game in the Mass Effect series.
Effect or Effect? It's Effect.
Effect. Mass Effect. Andromeda. What year did that come out? I should know this. I played it when it came out.
Give me one second.
My guess is 2018, but I could be wrong. Because that sounds right in my head, like 2018, 2019.
It did come out on the Xbox One after all.
But I think...
It released 2017.
2017?
So, but it is a little uncanny. No, I don't know. It's still not good yet. It's still not, like,
well,
it's still
that
not
game specifically had, like, terrible facial graphics. Like, the facial animation.
Yeah, it's a little terrible. Creepy.
It's pretty creepy.
Was it a fun game, though?
I enjoyed it. I mean, like...
What is it?
It's, like, Mass Effect is, like, a really big...
Space exploration game-looking thing?
It's space exploration, but it's an RPG.
You love your RPGs.
I do love my RPGs. I love my RPGs and my roguelites and my card games.
Yes, you do. And then you mix them all together.
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah. And then you get Slay the Spire.
Slay the Spire. It's not technically a role-playing
yes,
game.
Yes, it's not. You're right.
But I do love my roguelike card games.
I want to play that one that we played at...
At Owen's house?
Yeah. That is just so cool.
It was like cooking-themed, right? That one?
It was like cooking, but you're like in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
And... So it's kind of like, it's basically like Delicious in Dungeon, like game edition. Card
roguelike.
Which we haven't
watched yet.
Yeah, we haven't. Coming soon.
I actually watched, this morning, I watched the new JJK episode.
Episode 5?
Episode 5.
Wow. Is it good?
Yeah. It was actually so good, quote unquote, that when the episode ended, I was like, how is that the end of the episode? I was like, I want more.
There you go.
This is annoying.
This is why I don't really want to watch it weekly.
The only reason,
shows weekly.
The only reason I could kind of accept that I'm watching it weekly is that I know I read the manga.
That's true.
So I know, at least I read this part of the manga, so I know what happened.
You didn't finish it?
No, I didn't finish it.
Why?
I stopped, because I was reading it while it was releasing, and then I got caught behind, and then I just never started again.
I was reading it while it was releasing, and... That's, like, what made me know, like, I really don't like waiting for that stuff. Like, I'd rather just, like, bang it out. Because the waiting, like, sometimes reading a manga chapter takes, like, 5 minutes. Sometimes not even if it's all fighting, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, if it's a real short, and, like, sometimes they'll even shrink the chapters.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I just spent 3 minutes on a thing. I have to wait a week to read another 3 minute thing.
That is the hardest part when it came to manga for me, is that, like, I'm waiting, especially with certain mangas where, like, they release monthly, like a chapter a month.
That's what I was reading, Boruto Blue Vortex, and they started doing like monthly chapters, and I'm like, I'm not, I'm not waiting. Like I'm not, like I can't even remember what happened last chapter.
This is what I ended up doing with Bleach Thousand Year Blood War. Mm-hmm. I have not watched it, and they're airing the final part either right now or later this year. I'm not 100% sure.
I know it's around.
It's
around.
It's in 2026.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's now or later in the year.
I'm pretty sure it is now, because isn't there like a lot coming out specifically? Like isn't 2026 like really front heavy right now with like new anime releases?
Well, there's Frieren.
Yep.
Which we still need to watch.
Mm-hmm.
JJK.
Yep.
Hell's Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Thousand Year Blood War.
Is Thousand Year
Blood War? I don't know if it's January necessarily, but it's definitely like first half of 2026.
I mean, I could look this up right now. We can look at the charts right now. Okay. So Frieren.
Mm-hmm.
JJK. Hell's Paradise. Oshinoko, which is the like it's the idol anime. That has its third season airing in the winter right now. Fire Force, the next season of Fire Force
yep,
is airing.
I remember that.
A new Fate series is airing right now.
Right now?
Yes.
This is all right now?
This is all right now.
Okay.
So
far, no Thousand Year Blood War.
Yeah, so far, no Thousand Year Blood War. New My Hero Vigilante, the
spinoff series? The oh, spin-off is it a prequel?
I think it's a spinoff prequel.
I never... I didn't finish MHA either.
Yeah. So, there's a Trigun series airing right now. I think that's like the big ones right now that I'm seeing that I'm scrolling through.
By right now, you mean like January 2026?
Yeah, like specifically like the winter season. There's probably some other ones, but I'm also like the website I'm looking at right now has the Japanese names, so. Yeah, I might not recognize them immediately.
Gotcha. Speaking of gotcha, Gachi Yakuza.
Yes,
we have to finish that.
We have to finish Gachi Yakuza.
Yeah.
Which I think... I'm sorry. I had like seven pop-ups occur on the website, dude.
You're good.
I think Gachi Yakuza might become like a new... Like the new Shonen Gateway anime of like this generation.
I'm not opposed to that either. It's a great one because, I mean, there's a bunch of reasons. Story's great.
We were talking.
I feel like we talked about this last time we were on air.
We might have.
Like, story's great.
Character design's amazing.
There's like actually diversity.
Yeah, it's very diverse, especially for a Japanese media, which is consistently, at least culturally, been very like stagnant.
Yeah.
But I mean, like the character design is great. The like power system, like
it's
the concept
so cool.
alone of it,
yeah,
is very interesting.
And like it's pretty political. Which
it's
is
pretty
just,
political.
It's like that's
it's got
good.
A good message behind it.
Yeah, it's good to like have that be the gateway anime. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed to this take, and I hope it's the case. Honestly,
I think there's a chance that it will become like you remember like growing up like the big three was Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece.
Yes,
you've heard this before,
of course.
And then the people started arguing that like the new gen big three was like My Hero, JJK, and oh wait, I'm blanking on what the other one was. It was My Hero, JJK.
It's not.
And like,
is it AOT?
AOT, I get like,
maybe.
But I don't know if am I throwing that in there?
Yeah, I mean, you could just be throwing it in there and like same because like it's just famous and like that is one that everyone eventually chooses to watch. That's definitely one of the anime that people
like will watch.
Will watch. Yeah.
Like also very another political one.
Yeah, like 90% of the time, people are choosing to watch AOT. I'd say. If you're gonna watch anime in general,
yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to see if there's Demon Slayer.
Really?
Yeah. So JJK Demon Slayer, My Hero was like the three people we're talking about.
I'm kind of a Demon Slayer hater. Like not actually. I'm not actually a Demon Slayer hater, but I just feel like the the story's like cool, but it's not like amazing, and it's kind of just carried by the animation.
I do think it's. I think my biggest problem with Demon Slayer, because I've read the whole manga, so I know the entire story.
I have not.
It's just too short. It's just a very short story.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you think about like the length of like a lot of the other shonen animes,
yeah,
and like manga, like it's just really short. Like I feel like, they have these like villains pretty much set up, and mm-hmm. there's 12 of them because it's like the upper moons and the lower moons.
Mm-hmm.
They breeze through like all of them really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I feel like they could have done way more like building and like development with it.
Yeah.
But I think it's a very good like baseline story that has cool fights, a cool power system, yeah, and beautiful animation.
Well, does it even have a power system? Like, don't they talk about how, isn't it theoretically what we're actually seeing, like with the sword slashing, is like not real?
Yeah, but it's still a power system. The breathing techniques is a power system.
That's true.
And the blood demon arts is a power system.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So it's just that the cool visual effects that we see when like the demon slayers do their techniques is just like, oh, it's like not real because like they don't actually have like powers.
Yeah,
it's just breathing styles, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's like they're getting stabbed. And they're, like, moving at superhuman speeds.
Yeah.
Because they can breathe good.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool. Like, I wish I could breathe that good.
I mean, breath does have a lot of... I mentioned this at the gym the other day. Like, breath does have a lot of power.
It does.
Ooh. Speaking of the gym, my legs are killing me.
Are they?
Yeah. Like, I told you, we hit legs on Thursday, mm-hmm. right? That's right, Thursday we hit legs?
Yeah.
Day after, fine. I was golden. I felt so good. I woke up this morning. Oh my God, getting out of bed was pain.
How bad?
But it was a struggle. I had like it was. Well, first off, we went to bed at like an ungodly hour.
That is true. We went to bed at like night. 5.
We went to bed at 5 a.m.
And I woke up at 7:45.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to wake up for any reason. Thank God. But I remember like. I got up at around, I want to say like 10:15 to use the bathroom real quick. And like I, you know, threw my comforter off me, swung my legs off my bed, and I went to stand up. And yeah. I bobbled. I had to catch myself. And I was
really?
Like, oh my God. And I like shuffled like a poor man shuffle to the bathroom, which for reference is right across from my room. Like, the bathroom door and my bedroom door are right across from each other.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
That's no fun. It's okay, though. That's why we should be stretching.
Yeah. I did stretch. It's just, I think it's just that we took too long, or not too.
No, I mean, like, post-lift stretch.
I've been getting a little better at that.
That's good.
I've been ripping a little stretches before I go to sleep. And in the shower. Stretching in the shower is actually kind of fun.
I like stretching in the shower.
It's like I feel bad because sometimes I feel like I'm wasting water. But yeah. It's...
Well, I just think like shower culture in general is just like a waste of water. Like I kind of wish we still like had baths everywhere.
Like old, like Roman bathhouses. Like
well,
that
like,
kind of,
sure, like bathhouses.
Or like Japanese onsens, like that kind of stuff.
Like yes, but also just even in houses. Like for example... Like, you have a tub upstairs, but downstairs, we don't have a tub. I don't even have the option to bathe, at least downstairs, you know?
Mm.
And it's just, like, that's pretty normal in most houses.
I do think it's interesting that we've moved away from the bath.
We have moved away from the bath. It's because, like, I don't actually know. Why have we moved away from the bath? Because, like, bathing has so many benefits.
I'm going to throw a guess out. It's less time efficient. Everything we do has to be time efficient. I think that's part of it.
That's definitely part of it. I think also they probably kind of made like a... There's probably like some type of stigma at some point. Like think about like how like dirty Europe was at some point. They were probably like bathing is just not the play because it's so gross.
I think,
like I don't think bathing is gross, but they probably like... weren't really doing it too optimally.
I think it's a time efficiency thing, and it's a space efficiency thing.
Is it even that space efficient though?
Think of
like
how
it can be, but not always. Like for example, like the shower downstairs, like it could just be
it could
a tub.
Be a tub, yeah.
It just
but
isn't.
Like think of the amount of showers in the world that are like a small like standing shower, like the dorm showers, for example.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably so many showers in the world that exist like that because it's just space efficient. You just get more space to have other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so looking at it, key reasons, time and efficiency.
Bang.
Space limitations.
Bang.
And then they're saying, like, environmental and cost concerns.
Yeah.
Which kind of doesn't make sense to me. I feel like you're using more water in a shower. Like, I feel like they're assuming...
Like if you take a quick shower.
Yeah, but that's like assuming people are showering fast.
Which people don't shower fast.
Yeah.
People take hour-long showers. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like I'd be taking, like today I showered, took like 10 minutes. I feel like that's probably chill, but I think even a 10-minute shower is filling up more than a bathtub. Like, okay, wait. I know Gabe is listening right now. Gabe, is taking a 10-minute shower like... equivalent to a bathtub full of water? Or is that not enough? Or is that too much? How many minutes of showers do you have to take if you want to like save that much water?
One depends on the bath size. Depends on the size of your tub.
True. Enough to be immersed and clean.
Yeah, maybe. Probably a little more water. If you're running the shower before you even get into the shower... Like, if you're, especially, like, today, like, or, like, in the winter, like, you're probably letting your shower run, like, a couple minutes before you actually step in, so it's warm, so you can, like, have a nice, enjoyable shower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a bath, like, that just happens when you're filling a bath. So
that's
we're,
true.
You're actually
well, that's actually something
that
brought
time.
Up, because part of it is also, like, the heating. Like, you have to heat the water. Like, well, no, but I don't think that...
This is a topic I am not qualified to talk about.
I'm also not qualified to talk about it. Like, I don't know. I just feel like a 10-minute shower. Let's see. Hold on.
Looking up. A lot of researching happening live today. Researching state residencies, amount of European countries.
Yeah, wait. I'm going to look up... Okay, I want to phrase this question properly. Help me.
Okay.
I want to say... How much is a bathtub, like one bathtub full of water, equivalent to like in minutes of shower? How do I like word that properly?
I would say like how, like what, like the what you'd have to say like water use somewhere, like what's the equivalent water use of a shower to a bath? Like if I'm taking a bath, the amount of water I'm using is equivalent to how many minutes of shower?
Okay, a standard bathtub
mm-hmm.
is generally equivalent to a 10 to 20 minute shower.
Okay.
So...
That's a very large range. 10 to 20 minutes?
Well, because like you said, it matters. Well, it all matters on like probably one, bath size, like you said. Two, like water pressure. Like how fast the water's coming out.
I get, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Water pressure is probably...
Like for example, like downstairs, the water does not come out very fast. Probably a 10 minute shower in there is like... is definitely less than a bathtub, but maybe
but upstairs the water pressure is a lot
is a little faster. Yeah, so maybe it's, you know, maybe that's equivalent to a bathtub or maybe even a little more if you take a 10-minute shower.
Yeah.
So I guess yeah, there you go. A shower usually becomes less efficient than a bath if it lasts longer than 15 to 20 minutes, is what they say.
And I'd say I'm taking a 15 minute shower. Tops.
Well, then you're at the break even point, buddy.
Bang, perfect.
And then. Is that perfect? I feel like you don't want to break even.
Like you want to be less than, so
yeah.
It's optimal.
Yeah.
I mean, like I feel like my typical shower is 15.
Ooh.
But I've taken faster showers before. Like I could be in and out of the shower in 10 minutes.
Wait, there's a new technique unlocked.
What does this say?
It's called a combat shower.
A combat shower?
You turn off the water while you're soaping yourself.
Yes, I have heard of this actually.
Which I have done before.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not like a regular thing that I do in my daily shower occurrences.
I don't do that either. But I use, like right now I'm using bar soap because, like, I just have bar soap that was either, like, gifted to me or, like, I just bought because I was using it when I got, like, new tattoos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I using the bar soap, I'm rubbing it, pause. But, like, I'm, you know, like, cleaning while the water is running because, like, it's simultaneous. Because
you have to.
Because you kind of have to with bar soap, I feel like.
I guess you don't with, like, liquid soap /, like, and a loofah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe I got to start doing combat showers.
You know who I like oddly remember right now being like a combat shower advocate?
Do I know?
Yes. Well, you know this person. I don't know if you'll guess this, but.
Who is it?
Our AP environmental science teacher from high school.
Oh, really? Okay.
I feel like I remember her talking about it.
She might have. Gabe just said, by the way, I want to know your thoughts on this. This is Gabe's take. Okay. Unless you're showering for the sake of relaxation, it shouldn't be more than 2 minutes. I don't know if I can, unless I'm genuinely, like, okay, because when I'm in the shower, it's like, it's pretty much business. Like, I get in, I wet my hair.
Like, yeah, like, you get it, you step into the shower, bam.
You're gone. Start doing all this stuff. Like, I go hair, I go face, and then I go body. You know?
I don't, that there's no way you could do 2 minutes.
Like, unless I'm moving with the, like, you can do 2 minutes, but.
I think, but like.
I'm not properly, getting in the shower to go like, boom, 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 boom.
To properly clean yourself, I feel like you can't do it in under 2 minutes.
Like, I'd give it five.
Let's say we include shampoo, conditioner, face wash, and body wash. You're doing all four things.
Cool.
There's no shot you're doing. That means each thing you have to do in 30 seconds. That's including getting the bottle, getting it in your hands, putting the, like, applying the product, and rinsing it. You have to do that in 30 seconds.
Gabe says he does face in the sink.
I do know people who do face in the sink.
I do face in the shower just because, like, I'm already
in the shower.
Yeah, exactly.
I know people do face in the sink because, like, if you're, like, you should wash your face every day, but, like, you don't necessarily have to do, like, a full body shower every day. Because, like, it's bad to wash your hair, like, you know, every day.
Also, like, take into consideration, like, people with, like hair, like, that's, like, very, like, has a very, like, low porosity. Like, you have to wet your hair for longer. You have to, like, let the shampoo, like, soak in for longer.
Or, like, people with, like, curly hair, like, they have to do, like, they have to do more to take care of it.
Yeah.
It's, like, they have to use different stuff. But, like, even, like, long hair, like, it probably, like, could
you... Well, that's just what I mean. Like, the thicker your hair is. Like, for example, like, I don't know, like, Noah, for example, if he put his head under the shower head, it probably takes less time for his hair to be sopping wet than it does for mine.
Because it's very short, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was thinking, like, could you, like, imagine if your hair is to your, like, we'll say it's to your hips. Like, your hair length goes to your hips.
Okay.
That's a lot of hair. Like, even if you have really...
that is a lot of hair.
Even if you have really thin hair, that's a lot of hair to, like, have to...
Wet and shampoo and condition if you're doing all the above.
Well, technically, you only shampoo your roots. So the condition would be the rest of your hair. But...
Yeah.
But still... Like, that's taking, that alone is probably
You're supposed to only shampoo your roots?
Yes.
And then only condition not your roots?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, like, that's what I learned. That's what I've been taught.
Where were you taught that?
Like family members taught me this. And then, like when I became, like, more conscious of, like, the products I was using.
That's, like what they say.
Yeah. Especially because, like, I used to have, like, bad dandruff back in the day.
Me too. And it's just, like, gone now.
Because I just got to do research, man. You got to figure out.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because I think it's because, like, shampoo is designed to, like, clean out, like, the root endings of your hair. Like, that's what it was made for.
Okay.
But conditioner is made to keep your hair, like fluffy and soft. Mm-hmm. I think, like, it's supposed to keep it nice, quote unquote.
It conditions it.
But if you condition your roots, it messes up.
The
growing process.
And, like, the environment of it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
And shampoo isn't designed to condition your hair. So if you're shampooing the ends of your hair, like, it doesn't really do anything. Because it's designed to clean your roots.
So it doesn't mean that you can't.
It doesn't mean you can't, but from what I've learned...
At least the shampoo part.
Yeah. you shampoo your roots.
Okay. That's fair. The more you know.
The more you know.
What was, like, the point of the more you know? Like, the more you know.
Like the star?
Yeah. Was it just, like, they would just drop any facts? Or was it, like, were they pushing specific facts?
I thought it was, like, a specific, like, media company was using the more you know. Like, it was from a specific thing.
Like, a specific, like, channel?
It was, it was an NBC Universal public service initiation. So it was a PSA initiation. Mm-hmm. And, like, the more you know is, like, their slogan, pretty much.
Because they would be, like, oh, so it would just be any... so it wasn't facts. It was just, like... It was just, like, announcements?
Well, it's PSAs. So you can make the argument that PSAs are facts. Because they're public service announcements.
Okay, I guess when I say facts, I more mean, like, fun facts. Like, hey, did you know?
Yeah, they're not like, hey, did you know things. They're more like, hey, like, be aware of this.
This is the case. Yeah. By the way, the more you know.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That's fair. Also, for reference, we will probably be, for anyone listening, we're going to be taking a little break in about, I'd say about 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, 3-4 minutes.
We'll be taking a break. We're gonna let... the top of the hour things play, and then when we come back, it's going to be...
music time.
It's going to be music time, and it's going to be Nate's songs first, and then it's going to be my songs after that, which I'm quite excited for, because, like we said, like, kind of at the beginning of the hour, just a fantastic, like, music listening experience this break. Just a lot of music was listened.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, because I'm a big hip-hop R&B person, if you know me. And it's unfortunate because a lot of that music is explicit and we can't play that on the air. So it was like, for me, it was like I had to like really dig through what I listened to this break to find stuff I could play. But I do like I do want to shout out like certain
couple
things I
albums.
Listen to.
Yeah,
certain things I listen to over break that like we can't play on air, but like I highly recommend.
There's one specifically that comes to my head that like I know I couldn't play. That just was like a very good listening experience.
What is it for you? Sorry, that was bad.
You're all good, dude. it's Melt My Eyes to Your Future, but specifically the Cold-Blooded Soul version. Yeah.
Cause... So I put Jesse on Denzel Curry. He's a Florida rapper. Mm-hmm. And in 2023, he released his album, Melt My Eyes to Your Future. And it's a really good album. But when he did his like live tour of it, he, you know, instead of rapping over like the instrumentals and like the beats and stuff that had been made for the songs and the studio versions, he got like live jazz instrumentals instead to rap over.
Which was awesome.
Which became the Cold-Blooded Soul version. And
well, 'cause I think the band is called like the Cold-Blooded Soul band, the band that like the live band that he worked with.
Yeah. And it is a great album because it is, you know, Melt My Eyes to Your Future. The whole concept of it is that you are, you know, reflecting upon yourself and you're melting your eyes in which you're removing the bias and kind of the perceptions you've, or the, you know, the preconceived perceptions you've had of the world.
Yeah.
And you're letting that melt away to truly understand like the world around you and to see your future.
Yeah.
And it's a great album. I highly do recommend people listen to that.
What are some of your runner-ups that you couldn't play?
So Alfredo 2, which is Freddie Gibbs and The Alchemist.
Yep.
Really good album. I highly recommend that. Not that it was the first time I listened to it over break.
But just a good...
But I did listen to it, like, a lot over break. Mm-hmm. The Clips album that came out last year.
Clips, No Malice, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Pusha T and No Malice. They're a rap duo. They're brothers. The whole album is produced by Pharrell. I am looking up the... Let God Sort Them Out is the name of the album. Great album. Highly recommend people listen to that. I listened to... a couple Duckworth albums.
Mm-hmm. Duckworth is great.
Duckworth is great. I am going to play a Duckworth song because it is clean. So it's like a deep cut. But he has a lot of good music. I highly recommend listening to Duckworth. And then I'd probably say... I'm trying to scroll right now to like find everything. Super Good is like a Duckworth album I would highly recommend listening to. It's very, very good. And he has another one, but the title of the album is explicit, so I cannot say it, but it is a very good album. Magic Live by McKinley Dixon.
Yes.
Very good, like jazz rap, like high energy, high octane, super good. Do you have any other things you want to shout out, or are we going
to
hit
No, I think I pretty much just got to put in a lot of what I wanted to put in for All later. Right. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, perfect. So we're going to hit our break real quick. Some music might play that we did not cue, but it's just music. And then, you know, top of the hour stuff is going to play. We'll come back. We'll start our music. It's going to be me first and then Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
But that sounds good to me, so...
See you guys in a few.
See you guys in a few.
Man, I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh, wait. You're listening to WONY.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.